Today's text is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, verse 13, verses 29 through 37. Today we'll take another look at the words of Mark chapter 13. This chapter talks about the arrival of Jesus with his eternal kingdom. The final hour of redemptive history has come. Jesus, who preached the gospel of kingdom of heaven during his public ministry, now enters Jerusalem, suffers, is crucified, and is resurrected on the third day. He overcomes all sin, death, and the power of Satan, saving all of God's chosen people. He ascends to heaven, sits on the throne, and becomes the victorious King of glory. He rules over all things and his church. In today's text, Jesus first tells us what will happen from that day on when he sits on the throne of heaven and rules. Finally, in verse 37, Jesus tells us that these words are not just for his disciples, but also for all saints living on this earth. Mark chapter 13, verse 37. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. We are now living in an era where Jesus has accomplished everything necessary for salvation and judgment. Through his death on the cross and resurrection, Jesus fulfilled all of God's decrees. He is now seated on the throne, ruling over everything and executing God's will until the last day of the final judgment. Mark 13 gives us a glimpse of how Jesus, seated on the throne, will carry out God's will and govern everything on earth, including what will happen in the future. In the end, Jesus will return, and he urges us to stay awake. Mark chapter 13, verses 29 through 33. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. In verse 35 and 37, Jesus tells his followers to stay awake. This teaching takes place just before the Last Supper, which Jesus had with his disciples before being arrested and crucified. Therefore, we must understand today's text as a message about what will happen in the last days, the church age, which began after Jesus' ascension to heaven and will end with his returning glory. We are currently living in this era, and we must interpret everything in light of Jesus' reign and understand God's will properly. Jesus is not merely predicting these events. He is telling us that they will happen because he rules and is in control. We need not be afraid or surprised, but rather understand what is happening in the world during this church age, according to Jesus' words. This will strengthen our hope for the day when Jesus returns. This is the purpose of Jesus' final teaching in the Gospel of Mark before his crucifixion. Mark chapter 13, verse 23, "But be on guard, I have told you all things beforehand." All the things that Jesus said have happened and will happen. At times, we may find it difficult to understand what is going on, especially when we face hardships. We tend to be slow to listen to the Word of God and quick to judge and speak our own opinions. We often question why there are wars, plagues, and so much suffering if God exists, and why believers still face persecution. We may even blame and rebuke God for it. However, we need to remember that these things should not be strange to us. God's pleasing will be accomplished through all of this, including the sufferings and trials that the beloved church and saints whom Jesus redeemed through his blood must undergo. Therefore, even when we don't fully understand everything, we can trust that God's plan is being fulfilled. Mark chapter 13, verse 13. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Although Jesus has accomplished all that is necessary for our salvation and enabled us to enjoy the blessings of heaven and eternal life, we will still face hardships and trials and even experience hatred and persecution in this world. We may not always comprehend why this is so. However, it is not because Jesus did not achieve everything, or because Jesus is not in control, protecting us or loving us. Rather, it is precisely because Jesus is in control, protecting us, loving us, and walking alongside us, that we are allowed to undergo trials and face difficulties in order to grow in faith and ultimately reach the glory of heaven. Therefore, Jesus is urging us not to be afraid or surprised, but to have faith in him until the very end. As believers, we must hold fast to our faith and hope in heaven and in Jesus, regardless of our worldly circumstances. We must stay awake, worship God, and keep our eyes fixed on the gospel, so that we may persevere until the end. Jesus has been carrying out the final work of salvation and judgment without ceasing since he ascended to heaven at the first coming and sat on the throne. Plagues of the last days will fall on earth, and Jesus' church and believers will also suffer persecution. Jesus says that this is evidence that he reigns. Through this, the final judgment, salvation, and harvest are achieved. No matter what happens in the world, we must faithfully participate and live in the ministry of Jesus, which is the ministry of salvation and judgment. Above all, Jesus tells us to preach the gospel, gather believers into the church, and firmly establish the kingdom of God that is separate from this world. The church age is the time to live with this calling. In today's text, Jesus teaches us what kind of faith we believers should live by in this church age while waiting for the day of his return. He calls us to stay awake and live by faith until he comes again. It has been 2,000 years since the church age began, but the believers and churches are still ridiculed and persecuted by the world. People question the promise that Jesus will come again and doubt that he rules even now. Like Noah's flood, the world mocked and persecuted Noah before the flood judgment came. Satan continues to deceive the world with lies and even tempts believers to live without being alert and waiting for Jesus' return. In verses 5 and 6, the text says that many people will come out and deceive with lies, while in verse 22, it warns that Antichrist and false prophets will arise and try to deceive and overthrow even the elect. This is the reality of the last days. We must be careful not to fall into their temptations, believe in false teachings, and commit sins while only looking at this world. Jesus has already warned us about all of this. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter reminds us that the time is different for the Lord. One day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. This does not mean that Jesus has forgotten his promise to return. He is patient with sinners and is waiting for them to repent and turn away. He is still ruling the world and praying without ceasing for this purpose. Everything happening in this world serves this purpose. And even if we don't understand why things happen, God is still in control. He saves all of His people and judges the sinful world in the end. He has promised that none of His chosen people will be lost or taken away. Sometimes we may waver, but never abandon our faith and lose our salvation. In the end, the Lord will come again, and the day of final salvation and judgment will come. As believers, we should live according to the Lord's will. Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 27, verses 35 through 37. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then He will send out the angels and gather His elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning. Lest He come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. We must remember Jesus' words about staying awake, which were His last teaching before going to the cross. But what does it mean to be awake? As we learned last Lord's Day, being awake means guarding our lives. We need to stay vigilant and hold on to Jesus, the gospel, and our faith by repenting, strengthening our faith, and looking forward to the day of the Lord's return. This also means living our lives to fulfill the mission Jesus gave us, which is to spread the gospel, pray, and lead lost people to the repentance and faith in Jesus. This is not just for special people, but a life that all believers must live until the day the Lord returns and we reach the glory of heaven. We need to stand firm and watch over our brothers and sisters in faith and fulfill the Lord's will. Our focus should always be to keep our faith in our Lord and heavenly hope and be ready to answer anyone who asks about our faith. Mark chapter 13, verses 10 and 11. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. This is the life of saints who always remain awake. Despite the challenges we face in the world, our hope is in God, who strengthens our faith and keeps us awake. Dear saints, God requires of us to keep faith and not rely on worldly principles. We should discern everything by faith in what Jesus has accomplished and what He continues to do while sitting on the throne. Chapter 13 emphasizes this. During this church age, we are to fulfill Jesus' will, stay awake, and await His return. On that day, the glory of heaven to which we belong and our glory in Christ will be fully revealed in a visible reality. We will be transformed into the glorious image of the Lord Jesus Christ and live forever in the new heaven and the new earth with Him. 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will have not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see him as he is. And anyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 14. Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. Let us remember this glorious reality. We ought to strive to keep ourselves before the Lord and be found spotless, blameless, and at peace. We should continue to have fellowship with the Lord in repentance, faith, and reconciliation, and eagerly await his return. This fellowship will keep us awake and grounded amid the realities of the world. If we do not remain steadfast in our faith, we will be shaken by temptations, disregard the Lord's promise of return, live only for our desires, and face the day of his return unprepared. Therefore, let us live a life of worship by fellowshipping with the Lord through prayer and the Word. Only those who believe in Jesus can be bold in this world, for we know that he reigns. As Christians, we must remember that our salvation has already been accomplished by Jesus, and it will be evident in the final glory that will be revealed on the day of the Lord's return. However, we must also remember that there will be a final judgment. Various disasters serve as a reminder of the final judgment that will be revealed on the last day. The Lord shows signs of his return through these disasters and clearly informs us that the final judgment is impending. Our death allows us to enjoy the salvation of our souls, while sinners will receive the judgment of their souls. This will become a reality in the second coming of Jesus. At that time, the body will be resurrected, the saints will receive final glorification through glorious resurrection, while the sinners will receive final judgment through the resurrection of eternal punishment. Mark chapter 13, verse 4, verses 28 through 32. Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished? From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. When the disciples asked when Jesus would come again, he said after the various signs he had told. Jesus explained this in Mark 13. The same message is in the book of Revelation. If we look back at the time of the Exodus, when 10 plagues came to the land of Egypt, the 9 plagues were events that served as signs pointing in advance to the final plague of the death of the eldest son in the land of Egypt, and the salvation of the Exodus followed. Each time Pharaoh and the Egyptians experienced these disasters, their hearts became harder. They moved toward judgment, and the Israelites were further distinguished as God's people through suffering and persecution. Eventually, the final judgment on Egypt came, and Israel was saved. Similarly, in this church age, the world will become more evil amid various disasters, and the people of Jesus will become more holy and distinguished through suffering and trials. True faith will be strengthened, while false faith will harden their hearts and become apostates. In this way, Jesus will distinguish between the wheat and the chaff, the sheep and the goats. And in the end, Jesus will come again. However, he has said that no one knows the exact day or the hour of His return. As believers, we must strengthen our faith under the reign of Jesus and distinguish ourselves as the people of heaven until that day. We should live our lives as witnesses to the heavenly reality that Christ accomplished. What is important is that we must live by faith every day. During the 6 days of the week, we must remain alert and distinguish ourselves, and on the Lord's Day, we must worship God according to His calling and use it as evidence of the day of the Lord's return. The faith that keeps us awake during the Lord's Day worship will keep us alert to welcome the day of the Lord's return. Mark chapter 13, verses 7 and 8, verse 13, verse 20. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom He chose, He shortened the days. In Mark 13, Jesus announces the signs of the last days, including various disasters such as famines and earthquakes, wars and other calamities. Many people will die, and churches and believers will face persecution around the world. He warns that we will be increasingly hated and persecuted by the world. We should be careful not to judge people living in places where these events occur as those who deserve greater judgment, as we are all sinners and deserving of God's judgment. Disasters like these could happen anywhere, anytime, and we should see them as events affecting the entire world. It's important to understand that the events we've experienced, such as the COVID-19 pandemic and various wars, are not unique to any particular era. They've been happening since the time of Jesus' first coming and will continue to occur until His second coming. However, we shouldn't be surprised by these events, as Jesus has promised to shorten the days of tribulation to only what we can bear. He also assures us that none of us will lose our salvation because of these events. It's crucial that we remain vigilant and worship God no matter what happens, rather than counting down the days until the end. While sinners will not repent, Jesus will strengthen the faith of His people and save them all. We should stay awake, hold on to the gospel of the cross, turn to the Lord with repentance and faith, and spread the gospel while waiting for His return. Ultimately, the Lord will come again and bring with Him the new heaven and the new earth. Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. We do not know when the Lord will return or when this church age will end. However, we must strengthen our faith, consecrate ourselves as heavenly people, and live in hope for that day. Until then, we need to endure and pray for all our brothers to be saved. We must bear witness to the gospel with perseverance, as Jesus is praying without ceasing and carrying out His final work of salvation. To grow in perseverance, we need wisdom, the heavenly wisdom of the gospel. James told us to ask for wisdom, and God promised to give it generously. Therefore, I hope all believers will hold on to the word and grow in faith through fellowship with the Lord. Let us become wise people of faith, bear the fruit of patience, and live awakened lives.